Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Monday, member of Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Gittin, Daf Ayin Beis, the seventh parak, Mishachazo. The Zichu Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, one it says, Zekitech Mati, this is your get if I die. Zekitech Mechorize, or this is your get from this illness, meaning when it ends with his recovery or death. Zekitech Lachar Misa, or this is your get after my death. Lomer Kum, he has said nothing, meaning the get is invalid because it was set to take effect after his death. But if he says, Mahayom Imati, this is your get from today if I die, Meakshav Imati, or from now if I die, or is a get, this is a valid get because it takes effect retroactively. If he says, Mahayom Lachar Misa, from today and after death, it's unknown if the get is effective, and the wife would require chalitza if the husband dies childless. The Gemara wonders about the connotation of imati, if I die. The first case in the Mishnah where such a get is invalid indicates that it implies after death. Yet if he says, from today if I die, the get is effective. But one who says, from today after death, is a suffix. Abai answers that imati carries both connotations. Saying from today if I die is understood to mean from now and would be valid. But saying if I die by itself is understood to mean when I die and would be invalid because it implies the get, lachar misa. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if one says, this is your get if I die, the get is invalid. Rav Huna says, v'choletzes, if her husband dies childless, she requires chalitza. After the Gemara proves that our Mishnah clearly holds she does not require chalitza, it explains that Rav Huna is speaking according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds, zmano shel shtar mochiach chalav. The date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. He holds that writing the date indicates he wants it to take effect on that date. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yossi, chalitza namigo tibay. She should not require chalitza because the get definitely takes effect before his death. After the Gemara proves that Rav Huna rules definitively like Rabbi Yossi, not just out of doubt, and that Rabbi Yossi's ruling applies even when a verbal stipulation is added, such as a Mishnah where he added, when I die, which might be viewed as a retraction from the written date, it concludes that Rav Huna was unsure about ruling like Rabbi Yossi, where a verbal stipulation is added. And point number three, Rav Huna said regarding transactions of someone gravely ill, geto kamat naso, the laws of his get are the same as those of his gift. He explains, mamat naso im amad choser, just as with his gift. If he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the gift, since he only gave it because he thought he would die. Avgito im amad choser, so too with his get. If he recovers, he automatically retracts from the get, which he presumably gave for the same reason. Umagito afagavdu aparish, and just with his get, even if he was not explicit to give it, kaven damrik sovu afagavdu amr tenu, still, once he said right, even though he did not say give it is still given. Afmat naso kaven damrik tenu, so too with his gift. Once he said give it, the recipient acquires it, even though they did not make a kinyan to acquire it from him. This is challenged from our Mishnah, which teaches that his get is not necessarily voided when he recovers. And the Gemara explains it means, he passed from one illness to another without actually recovering. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, one who says, Zegitech imati, this is your get if I die, Zegitech mecholize, or this is your get from this illness, meaning when it ends with his recovery or death, Zegitech lachar misa, or this is your get after my death, lomer kum, he has said nothing, meaning the get is invalid because it was set to take effect after his death. But if he says, Mahayom imati, this is your get from today if I die, Meakshav imati, or from now if I die, or is a get, this is a valid get because it takes effect retroactively. If he says, Mahayom lachar misa, from today and after death, it's unknown if the get is effective, and the wife would require chalitza if the husband dies childless. The Gemara wonders about the connotation of imati, if I die. The first case in the Mishnah where such a get is invalid indicates that it implies after death. Yet if he says, from today if I die, the get is effective, but one who says from today after death is a suffix. Abai answers that imati carries both connotations. Saying from today if I die is understood to mean from now and would be valid, but saying if I die by itself is understood to mean when I die and would be invalid because it implies the get, lachar misa. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if one says, this is your get if I die, the get is invalid. Rav Huna says, v'choletzes, if her husband dies childless, she requires chalitza. After the Gemara proves that our Mishnah clearly holds she does not require chalitza, it explains that Rav Huna is speaking according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds, zmano shel shtar mochiach chalav. The date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. He holds that writing the date indicates he wants it to take effect on that date. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yossi, chalitza namigo tibay. She should not require chalitza because the get definitely takes effect before his death. After the Gemara proves that Rav Huna rules definitively like Rav Yossi, not just out of doubt, and the Rav Yossi's ruling applies even when a verbal stipulation is added, such as a Mishnah where he added, when I die, which might be viewed as a retraction from the written date, it concludes that Rav Huna was unsure about ruling like Rav Yossi, where a verbal stipulation is added. And point number three, Rav Huna said regarding transactions of someone gravely ill, Gito Kamat Naso, the laws of his get are the same as those of his gift. He explains, Mamat Naso im Amad Choser, just as with his gift. If he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the gift, since he only gave it because he thought he would die. Avgito im Amad Choser, so too with his get. If he recovers, he automatically retracts from the get, which he presumably gave for the same reason. Umat Gito Afagavdu Aparish, and just with his get, even if he was not explicit to give it, Kevin Damr Ksovu Afagavdu Amr Tanu, still, once he said right, even though he did not say give it is still given. Afmat Naso Kevin Damr Tanu, so too with his gift. Once he said give it, the recipient acquires it Afagavdu Kanimine, even though they did not make a kinyan to acquire it from him. This is challenged from our Mishnah, which teaches that his get is not necessarily voided when he recovers. And the Gemara explains it means, Shenitak Mecholi L'Choli, he passed from one illness to another without actually recovering. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Ayin Beis, and this sim was suggested to us by Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester. He suggested that Ayin Beis is a thick piece of cake, a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, put a bow in the get to look like a gift, to make clear that if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the get. Once again, slow motion. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake. Thick piece of cake? That must be more in Daf Ayin Beis. Thick. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says, zegitech imati, this is your get if I die, lo amar kum, he has said nothing, meaning the get is invalid because it was set to take effect after his death. But if he says, mehayom imati, this is your get from today, if I die, hari zeget, this is a valid get because it takes effect retroactively. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds, Zmano shel shtar mochiachla, the date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. He holds that writing the date indicates he wants it to take effect on that date. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, put a bow in the get to look like a gift, to make clear that if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the get, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, regarding transactions of someone gravely ill, Gito Kemat Naso, the laws of his get are the same as those of his gift. He explains that just as with a gift, if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the gift, since he only gave it because he thought he would die, so too with his get. If he recovers, he automatically retracts from the get, which he presumably gave for the same reason. Other similarities are mentioned. So once again, the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, put a bow in the get to look like a gift, to make clear that if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the get. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Samaches, so the similar Daf Samaches is schach. So here goes.
The king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach. Schach, that must be more in Daf Samaches. The king of demons who was captured and tied with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the story of Shlomo capturing the Ashmedai king of demons in his quest to obtain the shamir for building the base of Migdash. So the king of demons who was captured and tied with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found spared the widow's small sukkah hut because she spoke to him softly, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that while being brought to Shlomo Melch, Ashmedai destroyed a palm tree and then a house. But when an almana pleaded with him not to destroy her hut, he twisted away to avoid her breaking a bone. He commented with the pasuk, "Balashim raka tishbor garam," and soft speech can break a bone. The Gemara then relates five actions of Ashmedai, which he later explained to Benayahu. So the king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found spared the widow's small sukkah because she spoke to him softly, but tricked the king and flung him 400 parses, leaving him only with his bamboo walking stick, which reminds us, Shlomo HaMelech asked Ashmedai what the demon's superiority is, that Kosh Baruch Hu is praised with him. Ashmedai responded that if Shlomo would remove his chain and Shlomo's ring, which were both engraved with Hashem's name, he would show him. Shlomo complied, and Hashem Adai swallowed him, placed one wing in heaven and one on earth, and flung him 400 parsis away. When he returned, he was given a chain and a ring engraved with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, and Hashem Adai fled when he saw Shlomo. Still, Shlomo lived in fear of Hashem Adai afterwards, surrounding his bed with 60 warriors. Rav and Shmuel disagree if Shlomo fully regained his status as king.
Dav Samech Tes. So the Simur Dav Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The sick chimney sweep. Chimney sweep? That must be one Dav Samech Tes. Soot. The sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, which reminds us this daf is entirely comprised of numerous remedies for various ailments. Among them, Adama da Asima Puma, for blood coming from the mouth, we examine with a straw of wheat. If the blood sticks to the straw, the blood is coming from the lungs and it can be healed. If the blood does not stick to it, it's coming from the liver and cannot be healed. So the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor and used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or a heavy heart, which reminds us the Gemara brings remedies for a faint or a heavy heart. So the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor and used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or a heavy heart while roasting a fish in a blacksmith's coals to treat the chimney sweep's swollen spleen, which reminds us the Gemara offers numerous cures for tachala, a spleen bloated by disease. Among them is he should bring a fish and roast it in coals of a blacksmith and eat it with the blacksmith's water, which he used to cool his iron, and then drink the blacksmith's water. Daf Ein. So the Simur Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be more on Daf Ein. The eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength, which reminds us, the Gemara presents several lists of things or activities which are potentially harmful. Among those lists, Shlosh Dvarim Machish and Kol Chosha Adin, three things weaken a person's strength. They are Pachad, Derech, Va'avon, fear, travel, and sin. So the eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength wasn't sure if his patient had fallen asleep, had kuriakos, or became insane, which reminds us, Reish Lakish likens one with kuriakos to a sleeping person for whom a get may be written and delivered while he sleeps, and Rabbi Yochanan likens him to an insane person for whom a get cannot be written or delivered. Rabbi Yochanan says he cannot be compared to one sleeping because a sleeping person does not require a maisa to awaken him. Since he'll awaken on his own, he's considered mentally competent even now. But this husband, and seized by kuriakos, requires an action to cure him, and he's therefore incompetent until his recovery. Reish Lakish says he cannot be compared to an insane person because an insane person's cure is not in our hands, and he's thus fundamentally incompetent. But this one's cure is in our hands, meaning the one afflicted by kuriakos, and he's thus fundamentally competent. So the eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength wasn't sure if his patient had fallen asleep, had kuriakos, or became insane. When he asked why the doctor wasn't going to Galus, when he imagined the doctor to cut the majority of the two passages in his throat. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, if one cuts someone's two passages, the trachea and the esophagus, or most of them, he does not go into gullus. Two reasons are given. One, we suspect the wind worsened the injury and contributed to his death, or he hastened his own death through writhing. Either way, the killer is exempt from gullus, which is only for a murder caused solely by the murderer. Nafkaminas would be if the injury took place in a marble house without wind and the victim writhed, or if it occurred outdoors and he didn't writhe. Daf Ein Av. So the Simur Daf Ein Av is a donkey going ee-aw. So here goes. The Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey, that must be more on Daf Ein Av, ee-aw. The Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, Cheresh Yachol Dabra Mitoch Haksav, a deaf mute who is able to communicate in writing, Kosvin Nosin Get Liishto, they may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. So the Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Bamedvarm Amorim, when are these words said that we cannot write a get based on gestures of a Cheresh? Becheresh Meikaro, only to one who was originally a deaf mute, of a Pikeach Minischarish, but one who was competent and became a deaf mute, who Kosev Ehen Chosmin, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. So the Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh and he didn't want the donkey driver to mess up and mistakenly have a sofer. write it up, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amru lo nichtuv get liyishtach. If they said to him, should we write a get for your wife? Amru lenixovu, and he said to them, write. And the shulchim instructed a sofer to write it, and others to sign it, and they did so, hari haget batal, the get is void. Ad sheyomer lesofer ksovu la'edim chasomu. Unless he says to the sofer, write, and to the edim, sign. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss remedies for a bloated spleen? That's on daf. Samachtas. Good. Number two. Which daf when Reish Lakish likens one who is kuriyakus to a sleeping person, whereas Rabbi Yochanan likens him to one who's a shote? That's on daf. Ayin. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn that the law of an old person's get are the same as those of his matana, his gift? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good. Number four. Which daf do we learn the capture of Ashmedai and the obtaining of the Shamir? That's on daf. Samaches. Good. Number five. Which of the one, the one who was competent and then became a deaf mute, he can write again and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. That's on daf. Ayin Av. Good. Number six. Which of the one, that three things that weakens one's strength are fear, travel, and sin. That's on daf. Ayin. Good. Number seven. Which of the one, a get made contingent on the husband's death and the connotation of imati, if I die. That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn that a cheresh who can communicate through writing, others may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. That's on daf. Ayin Av. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn how to heal someone who has kurdiakos? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good. And number ten. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yossi holds zmano shel shtar mochiach alav? The date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.